In the sudden pitch black, the twins did something they hadn't done in months. They looked at each other, not as blurred shapes in periphery of a screen, but as people. The blue light was gone. The scroll had been forcibly paused. "I'll get the candles," Sarah said, her voice sprinkly calm, almost relieved. "Stay put. Let's see what happens when the world actually goes quiet." Outside, the wind began to howl, a sound the twins hadn't noticed before. For the first time in a long time, there was no background music, no muted videos, and no digital applies. There was only the dark, the cold, and the terrifying reality of their own thoughts.